This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
A lot of noise last night in that Reagan library.
Michael Dukakis created jobs three times faster than you did, Mitt.
Well, as a matter of fact, George Bush and his predecessor created jobs at a faster rate than you did, Governor.
That's not correct.
Yeah, that is correct.
Nice to see everybody came prepared for tonight's conversation.
The new GOP frontrunner, Texas Governor Rick Perry, gets a hazing out in California from his fellow candidates in last night's debate.
Before they can take on Obama, there's the little matter of voting each other off the island. Survivor meets Project Runway. Was that a debate? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Call it a hazing, call it a candidate showcase, call it a reality show, call it a debate. Good morning. It's Thursday, September 8th.
Well, Governor Rick Perry called it a party. Welcome to the big race, Rick.
I kind of feel like the pinata here at the party. So
Perry and Mitt Romney, the two leading contenders for the Republican presidential nomination, wasted very little time in going after each other. The issue of job creation was front and center. Perry says Texas created a million jobs over the last decade, but Romney says the Texas governor can't take all the credit.
Texas has a lot of oil and gas in the ground. Those are wonderful things. But Governor Perry doesn't believe that he created those things. If he tried to say that, why be like Al Gore saying he invented the internet?
The two also clashed on Social Security. Here's Perry's take.
It is a monstrous lie. It is a Ponzi scheme to tell our kids that are 25 or 30 years old today, you're paying into a program that's going to be there.
Romney countered by saying that kind of rhetoric doesn't help Republicans.
As you say that by any measure, Social Security is a failure. You can't say that to tens of millions of Americans who live on Social Security and those who have lived on it.
Perry and Romney were just two of the eight candidates on the stage last night. Others like Michelle Bachmann had their sights set on President Obama.
Obamacare is killing jobs. We know that from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, but I know it firsthand from speaking to people.
We'll get a full breakdown of last night's debate with D.C. correspondent Todd Zwillick in just a moment.
And Ron Christie will be here as well. Stay tuned for that. High stakes tonight for President Obama. He'll lay out his plan to create jobs during a primetime speech to a joint session of Congress tonight. What do Americans want to hear?
As long as he's pushing that agenda, made in the USA, that'll drive jobs back in the U.S.
I'd like to hear, like, concrete steps, like, what's going to happen.
Talk is great. Sounds all nice. But I honestly think the job market's going to get worse before it gets better.
Join the conversation at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. The speech is at 7 o'clock Eastern Time.
In Texas, just as crews put one wildfire out, another springs up. Fire official Mike Fisher says the big fire near the town of Bastrop is now 30% contained.
We're making pretty good progress on getting around the perimeter. We're hoping that we can say that we're comfortable that the fire is not going to get any larger.
But officials say there were 19 new fires across the state yesterday alone. Some are moving so fast that several neighborhoods had less than 15 minutes to evacuate.
You might say he's canceled, but he's not off the air. That's Muammar Gaddafi this morning telling a Syrian television station he's still in Libya and has no plans of leaving. Meanwhile, there are reports that Syrian security forces have killed 21 people in a raid on the city of Homs, unrelated to Muammar Gaddafi. And this morning, Iran, Syria's largest ally, condemned the crackdown. Let's look at the markets. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are up for the first time in a while. Futures are up for Wall Street, continuing a trend from yesterday. The Dow gets underway at 11,414. The S&P opens at 1,198. and the Nasdaq begins trading at 22.23. Tonight, President Obama will give what might be the biggest speech of his career. New York Times columnist Tom Friedman and author Michael Mandelbaum weigh in on how the president can jumpstart the economy and lay out a sense of malaise in America that might just constitute dysfunction. We'll ask them both about it. But first, we'll recap the presidential debate between those Republicans, the Fab 4 plus 4. Who won your vote? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.